Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Gustav Gloom and the People Taker by Adam Troy Castro. Narrated by Jesse Valinsky. Chapter 1. The Strange Fate of Mr. Notes. The neighbors thought Gustav Gloom was the unhappiest little boy in the world. None of them bothered to talk to him to see if there was anything they could do to make his life better. That would be getting involved. But they could look, and as far as they could see, he always wore his mouth in a frown. He always stuck his lower lip out as if about to burst into tears, and he always dressed in a black suit with a black tie, as if about to go to a funeral, or just wanting to be prepared, in case one broke out without warning. Gustav's skin was pale. And he always had dark circles under his eyes, as if he hadn't had enough sleep. A little quirk of his eyelids kept them half closed all the time, making him look like he wasn't paying attention. His shiny black hair stood straight up, like tar-covered grass. Everybody who lived on Sunnyside Terrace said, "Somebody ought to do something about that sad little boy." Of course, when they said somebody ought to do something, they really meant somebody else. Nobody wanted to end up like poor Mr. Notes from the Neighborhood Standards Committee. Mr. Notes had worked for the little town where they all lived. His job was making sure people took care of their neighborhoods, and the neighbors on Sunnyside Terrace had asked him to visit the Gloom House because it didn't fit the rest of the neighborhood at all.